Thank you, Serge. Hey, John, this is Gail. How are you doing this afternoon?
Good, how's it going?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. So, it sounds like you and Serge were talking about the first page listing we had available today on Google, and you were needing some more details and pricing.
Yeah, basically pricing is my thing right now because I'm kind of in a bit of a glitch, right in the kind of stuck in a hard rock in a hard place right at the moment. So,
what's going on?
Not much, but if I thought it was worth it today, I might make a decision today. Otherwise, I won't be able to follow through today.
Sure.
So.
Sure. Well, so what's happening? What's your glitch? Are you short on help or?
In between jobs and just been battling this one customer from Angie Leaves and it just turned into a nightmare. So it's just
Okay. Well, let's talk through it. Let's see where we land. How about that?
Sure.
Okay. So what I'll do, John, is I'll walk you through how everything works. Of course, answer any questions you have along the way and get pricing for you. And then if the plan makes sense for you and it makes sense for us, then and only then we'll go ahead and get you set up today. Fair enough?
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. So I was kind of catching up here a little bit on Serge's notes. I wanted to see what you had so far for online presence. And he noted that you don't have a website yet. Was that right? Did I read it right? Okay, no worries. What was that?
No, I don't have one right now.
Okay, no problem. Some people do, some people don't. Not a big problem. In fact, we may be able to help out with that too. In fact, I will check to see if we've got a tech opening. So we don't build websites for the general public, and we only build them for a select few of our partners, like Pro Builders Construction. It's a matter of whether or not I've got a tech opening. And if so, it won't cost you anything for the website. I'll check on that opening and make sure we've got something available. And then I also wasn't able to find a Google business profile for you, John. Is that something that you've started and just isn't displayed yet?
A what for me?
A Google business profile. It used to be called Google My Business.
No, I don't have anything to do with Google yet. I haven't.
Okay. All right, no worries. So what we'll do is we'll get that Google business profile going for you. There's no charge for it, and Google doesn't charge for it either. You've probably seen a Google business profile. If you Googled something really easy, like, let's say, a True Value Hardware store near you, a box would come up. You've seen the box with click to call, click for the website, right?
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay, so that's what we'll want to get up and running for you. And as far as first page Google placement goes, it's the Google business profile is kind of where everything is contained and everything else kind of flows from it. So, of course, your good reviews are going to be up there. Your website will be linked to it and so on. So that's one of the first things that people see when they Google you. So, first thing that we'll do on our end, John, is we'll actually close off the Bellingham area, and that's going to be for the category of construction, general construction, and we actually close that for a 50-mile radius around your home base. So what that means for you is that category is going to be closed down, so meaning Pro Builders Construction is the only company that we'll be promoting to the first page and or partnered with. So we'll never be promoting any of your competitors. If they offer the same services that you do and come along later, we send them away. Very strict Google rules and company rules. And we value our Google partnership, so we don't try to infringe on that. Now, I ran across a link to an think it was Angie's. Must have been an Angie's I saw. Are you still using the service?
No, I'm not.
Okay. Not good luck with the leads.
No, they're crooks. They're dishonest. And, you know, I didn't want to use them anymore because they send you leads that aren't even good leads, and then they won't credit you back when you confront them. They won't credit you back. And then to me, it's like, look, you know, when you're worldwide going like that and you're charging everybody for these leads and half of them are garbage, and you won't, you know, you're making millions of dollars a month off of people, how can you be honest enough not to credit back when the lead's no good? Like, it's not right.
Right. Oh, wow. And then they're also sent out to your competitors and sold to them at the same time too, right?
Yes, exactly. So you got to fight three or four other contractors for the job. And still pay the
wow. Well, and that must cheapen the job itself too, right? I mean, if you've got four different people showing up at their doorstep bidding on it, it kind of boils down to price, right?
Yeah, sure does.
Yeah, that's a stinky deal. I've heard similar stories, not quite the same, but yeah, very similar. So you're, unfortunately, you're in good company. So you're going to enjoy first page of Google for several reasons. The first is, of course, we block off that 50-mile radius, and we don't work with your competitors. The other nice thing about being on first page of Google is that those clicks and calls all go straight to you. We don't filter them or screen them in any way. So if you do get a junk lead, which is possible, of course, because we're not screening them, you're not paying for them. So, or if it's, you know, let's say it's something really small that wouldn't even be worth your time looking at. Some old woman calls and her doorknob fell off of her door and it's 50 miles away. You probably aren't going to drive out there and fix the doorknob because it would cost you money to do it. So you quote and do business in whatever manner you normally would. It's just a difference of where your leads are coming into you from. And then, you know, like I said, those leads and calls all go right to you. Now, I mean, look here, you've been in business for about 6 years. Is that right, John?
Well, not Pro Builders. I have been in the business for about that. I just started Pro Builders this year.
Oh, you did? Okay. Well, wow. Congratulations.
Thanks.
Yeah, absolutely. So, what caused you to go out on your own? Why now?
I thought it was time to do my own thing, you know. So.
Nice. Good. Yeah. Good. Well, all right. And then, are you on Facebook by any chance? I wasn't finding one right off, but okay. Now, do you personal page?
No, I don't have a Facebook at all.
Okay, no problem. No worries. We don't need to worry about Facebook then. So it is. We're also Facebook partners, so it's one of the options that we can look at if it were something that would benefit you or if you were interested. Now tell me, if you would, John, what all services do you offer? What I could find online is very vague. It just says recovery service.
I don't know why it says that. Like, I have a thing on there. It should say more than that. Like, I do remodels. I do decks. I do flooring. I do tile work. I do sheetrock repair, painting. I mean, you know, I don't understand why they only...
Wow.
So I do all that, man, there's that. I mean, I'm a general contractor, so really I could do anything.
Okay.
Because even if I find a job that they want something done I've never done, all I have to do is contract and find the person that can do that, and that's what a general contractor does. So, you know.
Exactly. Okay. Well, perfect. Perfect. So what we'll do, John, we'll use all of your services as keywords. That way, when someone is searching for bathroom remodel, kitchen remodel, deck building, I would assume you probably do deck repair, we'll list all of those out. That way, what happens then, the programming we do puts you right in the map on the first page of Google when people are searching for your services. So if I'm a customer, I search bathroom remodel, you come up right in the map, and then I click and I call you directly. Easy as that.
Yeah.
So we try to keep it easy. As long as you offer the service, we can use it as a keyword. So later on, let's say you decide to add another service or another project category, you'll be able to do that at the drop of a hat. You just have to let us know, and then we'll make sure the keywording is set, and away you go. All right. Perfect. And then, of course, being that you can sub out, it sounds like you are more than willing and able to take on more business.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Awesome. All right. So the package I'm looking at for you that I think is going to be just perfect is actually the same package I set my husband up with. We live in Colorado. He's a home inspector. And this package worked out really well for him. And it's done a lot to bring new clients in. Now, I'm going to classify you as new in business since you just technically started it this year, which is going to let us apply a nice discount for you. We've got a Labor Day promo too, but your new in business will get you more than the Labor Day promo does. So we'll go that route. So, of course, we don't charge for clicks, leads, or calls. It doesn't matter if you pick up 10 new jobs or 30 new jobs. Your pricing is always the same. And we base it on a flat monthly rate, and it is month to month. So we don't lock you into a contract. What's that?
Okay.
Oh, okay. I thought you're going to say something. So we don't lock you into a contract. We don't believe in it. We believe in doing our job in order to continue earning your business month in and month out. Fair enough.
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. All right, so let me look here. So normal retail for your neighborhood is $3.99 a month, but your new in business discount gets you down to $1.99. And let me see what it does to your setup. So retail setup fee is $2.99, is a one time, but it looks like it took $200 off there too. But puts your setup down at $99. So that's pretty awesome savings. And it did better than the Labor Day one. So the $99 is a one-time setup fee. It partially covers the programming that we need to do. There's about 100 hours of programming time. So you're getting us on the cheap, about $1 an hour. And then, of course, we just cover the rest. And then... So your monthly rate is just a flat $1.99, never a penny more. In fact, if it were ever more, I would ask you to let me know, and I would get it fixed, but I've never seen it happen. And you're actually locked in for life with your discount. So 5 years from now, when you're no longer, quote, new in business, you're still locked in with your discounts. So it doesn't ever go away. Okay?
All right.
This sounds like it fits you pretty much like a glove, a whole lot better than what you were getting, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's definitely
okay.
Better.
All right. Well, and this definitely works for us as well. Pro Builders and you are definitely the type of company that we prefer to partner with and work with. You've got your business established. There are no negative reviews or notations about you online. And you're able to take on more business. So works for us. If it works for you, I'd love to go ahead and get you set up today. Close that listing down for Bellingham.
Yeah, sounds good to me.
All right, let's go ahead. And I'm going to first thing grab your listing and close it. I don't want anybody else calling out on it and thinking they might find somebody else because... We don't want them to do that, so let me do that. And then real quick, I've got to send a chat message, but I've got to send a message to our regional VP and let him know that I'm closing it. Okay, good. There we go. kind of a cover your butt sort of thing in case somebody else tried to grab it on us. But we've got it. All right. So, John, what I'll do is I'm going to gather some info from you, spelling, make sure I've got the periods and the commas, everything in the right place, and phone numbers correct. We want everything 100% before it goes out of here. No mistakes.
Yeah, sure.
So I'll double and triple check a few things. Some things, once we get them verified, I'll copy and paste to save you the trouble of repeating them. And then at the end, we'll do your billing, get that all set up for you. All right. And is John, J-O-H-N?
Yeah, J-O-H-N. Okay.
Is it short for anything? Like Jonathan?
No, my first name is actually Stephen, but I go by my middle name, John.
Gotcha. Okay, so I should ask you then, on the credit card that you're going to use to set up today, does it have Stephen J or John, or is it just John? How'd they set that up for you?
Yeah, I'm going to look in a minute. I'm not sure. I can't remember. But
I never can either.
John.
It is John. Okay, perfect. All right. And then, John, what's your last name, please?
It's Glatfelder, G-L-A-T-T-F-E-L-D-E-R. So it's Glatfelder.
Got it. Very unique last name. I don't think I've ever heard that name before. Glatfelder. It's got a nice ring to it, too. All right. And then, John, what's your email address, please?
It's johnglatfelder@gmail.com.
Well, you made that easy.
Oh, yeah.
I like easy email addresses. Some people make them so complicated. They've got... you'd think it was a password sometimes.
I know. Oh.
It's crazy. I've seen some really weird ones. Alright, so John, I'm going to actually send you two emails, and one's informational, one's for your files. But I just want to make sure they're coming through, make sure I got your address right and they don't go to junk. So the first one is information on our dashboard and analytics area. So you'll have an area in our system that you'll be able to log in anytime and in real time and see how many clicks and calls you're getting, where searches were performed from, retrieve phone numbers if you miss a phone call, things like that, upload photos for us. So that's information on that. And then the second one that I'm sending you, I've got to adjust here. I want you to have the exact price and package and everything that I've offered you in writing. So I want to get your discount in here, though. There we go. All right, and then that one's on the way.
Okay.
And then I've got for your phone number 360-815-3024.
Yeah.
Perfect. And that's also your cell?
That's my cell, yeah.
All right. And is that also what you're using for business number?
Yeah, that's my, yeah.
Perfect. All right. I tell people, you wouldn't believe, I don't remember the last time I set somebody up that wasn't using their cell phone for business. It used to be one of those things that was kind of, I don't know, taboo, I guess, but not anymore. That's what everybody does. Okay, and then did those emails make it to you, John?
Uh-huh. What's that?
Did those emails make it to you?
Yeah, I've seen them. They went through, yeah.
Awesome. All right. And then I've got two text messages on the way to you, too. One is my direct contact information. I'm the lead on your account. If you ever have questions or problems, don't let it fester. Call me. I can't fix whatever it is myself, I will find the person that can. Okay.
Yeah.
And then the second one I sent over is our customer service, which is where you'll reach your tech.
Huh?
So you can put that one in your phone. All right. Yeah. And then, so company name, I've got Pro, P-R-O, Builders, plural, but not possessive, right? Builders, Construction. And then,
yeah.
John, is there an Inc. or LLC behind it, or are you doing
Inc.
a BVA?
Corp.
Inc. Nice.
Yeah.
Very nice. All right. Let's see. Are you, so, let me see here. It looks like you've got a P.O. box. Do you receive mail at the 3577 Skylark Loop?
Yeah, that's where we get our mail.
Perfect. Okay. And will that be the same address then that your credit card account is,
yeah.
is tied to?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Make sure everything matches or they yell at me. I don't like getting yelled at. I'm just kidding. They don't yell loud. All right. And then Bellingham, Washington, 98226.
Yep, 98226.
Perfect. All right. And do a little copy and paste here. Okay. And John, are you by chance bilingual?
No.
Okay. Yeah. Me either. Is she? I keep meaning to learn Spanish. It would be very useful. I just have not found the time. I have the resources, just not the time. There are lots of great options out there for learning, and it's apparently a lot quicker than it used to be when we were in high school.
Yeah.
It just kind of takes me sitting down and getting it done. All right, so services. We're going to say general contractor and general construction. I'm actually going to close those two categories both off. They're kind of one and the same, but construction. All right, and then we're going to say, oh, bathroom remodel. Well, let's start with what are your preferred projects, or what are the, and that's up to you, whether it's the highest profit or whether if you want to go with things that are quick in and out. I was going to kind of list them in order of sort of how you like to do them.
To me it doesn't matter. Like, I'll take on a big job, a small job.
Okay.
I like to build decks, you know, flooring, tile work, painting, sheet rock repair, bathroom, kitchen remodels.
Hold on. I can't take fast enough. I got deck building, flooring, tile work. What was after that? Was
tile
it trim?
Work.
Tile work, okay.
Trim and tile. I do tile work.
Ah, trim. There we go. Okay. Got it.
Tile work.
All right.
You got the tile work?
I do.
Yeah, like, you know, tile.
Right. I'm gonna keyword that as bathroom tile and kitchen tile too, just in case.
Yeah.
That
I
way.
Know, like, I do painting, interior, exterior painting.
Okay. All right.
You know, siding.
Got it. What about, do you do roofing? Or have somebody that can be roofing.
Okay.
Let's see. Do you do any concrete work? Stem walls, slabs?
Yeah. Slabs, retaining walls.
Oh, nice. Okay. Let's see. I'm going to say stem walls, stem wall, concrete slab. I'm also going to say monolithic. I don't know if anybody searched that or not. Slab, okay. What about, we could say framing, of course. We can say carpentry. I would assume you sub out electrical and plumbing, right?
Yeah, I mean, I could do, you know, you can, as a contractor, you can do small things. Like, you're allowed to, you know, you can change, like, you know, you can change plug-ins, and you can run new sinks and things like that. But a major plumbing electrical, you're by law, you have to contract that, so.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. And let's see. I'm trying to think of what else we can...
Change of light, chandelier, you know, you're allowed to do stuff like that. But as far as any of the major stuff, you're not supposed to do that. So I don't,
gotcha.
I don't step outside the boundaries.
Right, right. Well, you know, I can't imagine, I don't think I would like working with plumbing, water, and electrical scares me. My dad was a journeyman electrician since I was a baby. And the number of times he got blown off a ladder by being shocked, is it as painful as it sounds?
Oh, yeah, I got 8,000 volts.
No way.
Yeah,
Wow, John. Well, I'm glad you're still with us. 8,000.
I don't mess with electricity.
I don't blame you.
I won't do it. I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't care if they paid me an extra 10 grand, extra one. I am not stepping outside my license boundaries. Two, I ain't messing with
right.
it. Like, I don't care. But, you know,
I've
been killed already. We're good.
Yeah, no, that's, I'm with you. And I've only ever been, you know, like if you're plugging in a cord into the outlet and you slip and you hit the tong. Yeah, that's not bad, but it's still enough to make me want to stay out.
Yeah,
I want to stay away from it. All right. And then remodeling, and then I'm going to do bathroom remodel, kitchen remodel. We might as well say home renovation.
What about a
garage conversion? I know a lot of people are doing that lately to get more people
that.
In their home.
Yeah, I've done all kinds of conversions.
Okay, I'm going to say home repairs also. Anything else you can think of that we should list, John?
No, I think that's to do it. I mean,
that covers the major one.
That gets the door open, and people sometimes might want a little this or a little different that, but usually, you know, when they see all that stuff, it covers a pretty broad, you know, if they want something more than that, then, you know, you just discuss that with them, you know.
Absolutely. All right. Perfect. And if you do think of any that we missed, you can. So next thing I'll do here is I'm going to set you up with your onboarding call. And it's the call that really kicks everything off. We don't like to let grass grow under our feet after we've taken your money. We want to get you in for that onboarding call as quick as we can. Let me just see if there's anything. Yeah, they're booked solid.
I do kind of need to hurry. I have a doctor's appointment here pretty quick, so.
No worries. We'll get you going.
So
we can look at Tuesday, and we've got, so it's an, we block an hour, but it typically only takes 25 to 30 minutes. And let me see here. We've got almost every hour on the hour Tuesday starting at 8 o'clock. Going through, looks like 2 o'clock.
Okay, let's just do 8 to 9 Tuesday morning.
8 o'clock, you got it. Let me build that calendar appointment real quick. How long do you have before you need to step into the doctor's?
Not much longer.
Okay, no worries. We'll get you done. And they're always late anyway, right? I'm just kidding. No,
they are.
All right. Okay, so let me grab that. And then I'm going to have another email on the way to you here in just a second. And then that one, I'll have to ask you to open up.
Okay.
And the title or subject line is going to be Local / CIE. And it's a calendar appointment.
Okay.
And then when you open that up, there should be a yes, no, maybe option.
Okay, hang on. So this says Tuesday, September 6th, 8 to 9.
Yes, perfect.
Okay. Put yes then?
Yes, sir, please.
Okay, yes, okay. And then what, open the calendar?
Yes, if it gives you that option.
Okay, so what's the calendar thing? I have to download it?
Let me see if it updated on my end. No, you don't. Let me just check really quick. Where'd you go? There you are. Perfect. You're good to go. You don't need to do anything else on that. Okay, so let me look through here. You do need a website. I'm looking at what I could fill in, and let you off the phone. Okay, hours. What are your hours of operation, John?
Basically 8 to 6, probably right in there somewhere.
And Monday through Friday and Monday through Saturday?
Probably Monday through Saturday.
Okay, got it. And then did you want any payment integration on your website? So PayPal, Venmo, Cash App, if you accept payment any of those ways?
Not right now. I might add that on there after, but not at the moment.
Okay, no problem. All right, and I think the rest of that I can fill in after I let you off the phone. So let's do this. I'm going to go ahead and we'll do the billing, and I'll get your subscription set up, and then I can fill in the blanks while you're in your doctor's appointment, and then I'll have you call me back after, and we'll do the voice verification. So the voice verification is a one-sided contract in your favor. It outlines the terms of the service we're providing to you. We have to do it, but I don't want to hold you up if you've got to get to the doctor's. So we can do it after, and we'll be just fine. So let me get your subscription in here and get your discount loaded. And then we can do credit card info. And then if you have any spare time, we can fill in some of these other blanks. If not, we'll worry about it after your doctor's appointment. I am not going anywhere this afternoon.
Okay.
All right. This will take like 3 minutes. Okay. I want to make sure I get your discount loaded in there. Come on, machine. Okay. There we go. Okay, good. Got your discounts in there. All right, John, on your credit card, I take its first and last name. Is the company name on this card or just your name?
Mine and the company's. Pro Builders Construction's on there, too.
All right. I'm going to do a copy and paste. Okay. And then got the address all right. Master, Visa, Amex, or Discover?
It's a MasterCard, I believe. Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm ready for those digits when you are.
Hey, but before I give you my card number, what's coming out of my account?
Good question. So it's going to be the $199 for your first month, and then the one-time $99 setup fee. So I believe that comes to $298, and then nothing due until next month, and it'll be that flat $199 from there on forward, as long as you're with us.
Okay. Are we going to set up a date for that to come out?
Yes, it'll always be the second of the month.
Okay.
All right. All right. I'm ready when you are.
Okay, so it's 5515.
Okay.
6810.
6810.
Yeah, 3224.
Okay.
1808.
Okay. And then the expiration, please.
125.
All right. And that three-digit security code, please, John.
It is 266.
Okay, let me update that. All right, looks like that went, and then I will send this through, and then I will let you off to the doctor's appointment. I've got two emails on the way to you. One we'll have to deal with when you're done this afternoon, and then we'll do that voice verification, and we'll be done. So,
how long
all
is
right.
The voice verification take?
Oh, maybe 3 to 5 minutes for me to read it through. Do you have time
to do
it now?
Yeah,
okay.
If you do it now, then I can be done.
Perfect. All right. So while we're doing that, there should be an email titled Local / Initial Invoice.
Okay.
And about the fourth line in, I believe, is a link that says click here to accept.
Yeah.
Go ahead and click that and then scroll all the way to the bottom. And it'll ask you to type your name with the caps and everything where they appear.
Okay. Doing that.
Awesome. And then it should take you to a login screen if we did everything right.
Okay, so then it says confirm signature, but I just typing my name in there. That's all. I'm not making a signature,
yep.
Right? They're going to do it for me.
Okay. Exactly. Exactly.
Okay. Why is it not doing it? Please accept the terms by checking on the above, confirm.
Oh, the little checkbox.
What's the problem here? Why is it not going? Where's
did
the,
it?
Where's the checkbox? I don't see any checkbox. I said sign. I printed my name.
Okay.
And
let me see here.
Okay, hang on.
And then.
I don't know. It's not letting me do it. It says please accept the terms by checking off the above checkbox.
Where it says signature really big there at the bottom, just up from that about three lines, there's a little checkbox, I certify that I'm the authorized cardholder.
I don't know, I lost the whole thing now.
Oh, well here, let me text it.
Yeah, I got it, okay.
Oh, good.
Your name, because it says, confirm, says it. Please electronically sign. So I'm supposed to sign it or am I supposed to type it?
Type it. You just type it. But it'll want John capitalized and Glatfelder capitalized.
Oh, okay. That's probably what it was. It wasn't capitalized.
It's fussy that way.
Okay, it's still not... Hang on.
Sorry, John.
Hang on, there we go. Maybe now.
All right. Did it take you to a login screen?
Okay, now it says username.
Beautiful. That's where you... So that... You can actually close it now. That's where you're going to log into your dashboard, and they'll get you those login credentials on Tuesday during your onboarding call.
Okay.
All right. So voice verification. I will... talk through it. So this is required of us as Google Premier Channel Partners. It is recorded and attached to your file as an added form of protection for you. In order to ensure the accuracy of your order and for the sake of the recording, please state the full name of the business as it should appear on the first page of Google.
Pro Builders Construction Incorporated.
Please state your name and title within the business.
John Glatfelder, operator owner.
And are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes, I am.
Are you the authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes, I am.
In order to ensure the accuracy of your order and to get the best results, it's important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 business hours to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from Local Splash?
Yes.
In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your non-contractual agreement?
Yes.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged on today's date, September 2nd, 2022, in the discounted non-refundable amount of $298, the breakout of which is $199 for your first month and a one-time $99 setup fee. Going forward, your flat monthly rate is $199, to which there are no hidden taxes, additional click fees, call fees, or charges of any kind. This is a recurring payment that will take place again on the second of every month. Should you choose to pause or discontinue for any reason, you may do so by contacting client support at least 3 days prior to the billing date after 11-2. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah.
I think that's the fastest I've ever read it. Thank you, John. You are all set. If there's anything I'm missing, I will call you back a little bit later this afternoon and let you know. But I think I can fill in the blanks from here. All right?
Okay. Yep.
All right. Welcome aboard. I'm glad to have you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You have a good afternoon, John.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.